Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It always says, I think it sounds like when I say free, 855-450-FREE, I think it sounds like I'm saying three.
It does.
It worries me.
Yeah. And earlier when you were saying what the numbers spell out, I chuckled because I've got one of these cell phones that has the full keyboard.
Yeah.
So none of the numbers correspond to a letter. So if I tried spelling free, then it would not spell whatever it's supposed to.
It's a horrible dilemma to have a telephone number that spells out the word free when your show is called Free Talk Live and not be able to use it because the word free sounds like the word three. So it's a difficult situation.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. It's anyway, live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Kurt.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. The show is about your calls. Let's go right back to them. Let's talk to Ken calling from Illinois. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live. What is on your mind, sir?
Hey, guys. I think it's kind of ironic that you were mentioning the correlation between free and three, because for the first 3 days that I was listening to you guys, I would try to call in dialing 855-453.
Yeah, it's...
And I'm like, what the heck?
This just doesn't work.
the reason that I was calling in was I wanted to add something to Nathan's call. He mentioned you guys were talking about slavery, and somebody said some of the effects of when slavery was ended. And slavery hasn't been ended in this country. Physical slavery has been ended, but we are all still slaves. We are, the whole term, the idea of a wage slave is not just some little idea that people thought of that would be cute. It's a fact, and it's the truth. People that are not working on an agorist level are still slaves to the federal government, because if we don't give them money, they will come to our houses and kill us.
But that's not a wage slave. A wage slave, to me, insinuates that you are a slave to your employer.
Right. You have to work in order to live.
That's the human condition.
And most people in the United States are that one or two paycheck away from being homeless. So there's
that's bad money management.
To some extent, yes, it's bad money management. And to another extent, it sort of is indicative of the system that has been created, to where taxes are incredibly high, your rent keeps going up, your utilities keep going up. Even if you cut the amount of electricity that you use, the rate that the electric company charges keeps going up.
It does.
And then the last step in the inflationary process is then the wage get raised.
Let Ken explain what he means by sort of agorism. We have to define that. And what you're talking about as far as slavery goes.
I believe agorism is simply defined by refusing to play with the current system that we have. I mean, not paying taxes, not registering your business with those that call themselves the government and wield guns. And, to be honest, we don't have a nation. This isn't a country. It is a tax farm. Nothing more, nothing less.
Agreed.
I would contend that one could never be fully an agorist if that person interacts with other humans at all.
Why do you think so?
Well, there are taxes added to your utility bill. Now, I guess that you could have wind and solar to where you're completely off the grid. But if you interact with another person, then they paid fuel taxes. Some of that goes to the state. Some goes to the feds. So there are taxes being paid at various levels. If you purchase anything for use in your agorist venture and you purchase that from another person, there are taxes at some level that are being paid. So if the point is to get away from all forms of taxation, then you cannot interact with another human and be fully an agorist.
I suppose I could see your point with that, but I mean, I guess it all comes down to what level of agorism you want to try and devote yourself to. But
yeah, I see that. I see why people trying to avoid paying taxes. I mean, there's the Quakers, of which I am one, have been trying refuse to pay war taxes. As far as I can tell, the United States has been at war since before the Civil War. Every single day, there, or at least every single year, there's been some kind of conflict going on. somewhere in the world where soldiers have bullets in guns to either protect bases that they have or, you know, take new ground against, you know, insurrectionists or whatever term they're using for people that want to govern themselves, and probably other people too. I shouldn't say they certainly don't want to govern themselves. Most of these insurrectionists want to govern other people too, but, you know, getting in their way just makes you the person governing the other people. So, I mean, lots of people don't want to pay the taxes. And I'm absolutely in 100% agreement that essentially if somebody can tax your labor, which is what an income tax is, then that person is claiming some level of ownership over your body, your will, and your person. If they can tax your land, which is what local governments claim to do with property taxes, then they own the means of production. Every form of government that we've seen up till now is a socialist form of government because they own the means of production.
Welcome to the USSA.
I guess there's no really denying it with that line of thinking.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first step is just getting kids out of these public indoctrination centers. I mean, we're never going to be free if we don't start teaching our children what it actually is to be free and what this so-called government that we have really does to people. Thanks a lot for your time, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Ken, you brought up something that's interesting to me. My son's six now. He likes things like police Legos and stuff like that. He's into this stuff. You could believe me when he talks to my friends about police Legos, and he does. They're not that thrilled with it. I'm not either. I tell him I'm not buying you any police Legos. Not going to do it. And you got to kind of wonder where do you start teaching your kid what freedom is, and where does that end, and where does you're just training them to be insane begin. Because our thought processes, Ken, are so far deviated from whatever's considered the norm that it would be legitimate for people to call us insane. Insane people just see the world differently. So I don't know what I'm doing here when I'm dealing with these situations. I don't want to twist my son's mind, but at the same time, I want him to look at things from a critical standpoint.
Well, I think that's exactly what you need to do. I mean, just teaching critical thinking. I mean, we don't have to teach them that this is the only way, that you have to be an agorist or you have to be an anarchist, otherwise you're an immoral person. But just raise them to be critical, like you said, critically thinking. Wonder, why do I have to do this? Who's benefiting from my actions doing this? You know, who benefits from my compliance with this system?
But kids ask a lot more questions than they do. You know, they're looking for answers too. Yeah, I agree with you that turning the questions back on themselves can be valuable. But I think that starts happening when they get more to that adult age of say 10, 11, 12. I think. I mean, at six, to some extent, I'm showing them how to use Wikipedia and the. You know, you got a question? We have the answers. They sit here right on these little laptops. We can get the answer to your question. I'm teaching him that, but critical thinking is, I find it very challenging to teach a 6-year-old critical thinking. I guess is what my thing is.
Too simple.
Appreciate the call, Tim.
That's the first time it would be. Thanks.
Thanks. It's not an easy question. It's not easy. Let's go to Eric in Kansas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Pronunciation of number. When I first started listening to Free Talk Live, you'd say 855-453. I thought you were saying 415 instead of 450.
Oh, boy. So. Yeah. See, this is the reason that I went to just saying the numbers individually, because we had these issues over time. It'd be great to say, because what the consultant told us is that you want it to sound similar. So you say 855-453. 855-453. And that's how they said it to us over and over again. You know, you only know as much as the consultants tell you, right? So that's what we tried to do. Eric, I know you've got more. Just hold the line here. I'll bring it back in the next segment. It's 855-450-3733 if you want to call in and comment on any of the stuff we've talked about this evening. Slavery, what is it? Drones? Should Americans be able to bring these lawsuits? It's all interesting questions. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Amanda Bosel here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.77, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,344.77, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind here in the final hour of Free Talk Live Sunday edition. Free Talk Live, we do 7 days a week, 3 hours a day. We've done that for years. Free Talk Live is live. That's the commitment we make to you. We do our very best to provide live programming to you here on Free Talk Live. And we actually offer that programming for free. You can get the last 7 days of shows at freetalklive.com. Just go there, click on them, download, listen right where you are, whatever you want to do. If you want to take them with you on to work or whatever, they're there for you for free. And we have archives going back for years for free at archives.freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
And Kurt.
And Daryl.
855-450-FREE. We were speaking with Eric from Kansas. And, Eric, you want to talk about the drone lawsuit?
Right. There's a lot of professions out there that use certain words, and they call it jargon.
Yeah.
Now, the legal area has its own jargon, too, where certain,
oh, yes,
certain things, especially to judges. And I took a quick look at the judge's order.
Yep.
And it said it, the case is dismissed, but there's two different ways to dismiss. There's with prejudice and there's without prejudice. And
that's
with
true.
Prejudice means you can't refile. Without means you can. Okay. The order just says dismiss. And usually when it doesn't include the with prejudice, then it means without prejudice. So these people could refile. And, that's a good thing because I think they should reword their complaint and then refile.
Well, generally, I think if something is dismissed, instead of refiling, it would make more sense to just appeal the decision.
Can you? Okay, yeah, you can you can appeal a dismissal.
Yep. Yes.
Well, and the best thing you can hope to get is press, because they're really not going to rule against the president.
Right. So the judge says here, I just want to read part of what she said in her decision. You brought it up, so I get the question presented is whether federal officials can be held personally liable for their roles in drone strikes abroad that target U.S. and kill U.S. citizens. The question raises fundamental issues regarding constitutional principles and is not easy to answer. So here you have a woman who is a judge in the only dispute resolution organization that is, well, I guess I suppose the supreme dispute resolution organization in this country, the federal Bureau of Courts or whatever it's called. And she says, this is an interesting question. And then she goes about dismissing the case. I'm stunned by that.
Must not have been that interesting.
Yeah, the article that I read on this from, I believe it was antiwar.com, said that her dismissal of the case was almost verbatim taken from the government's filing in their objection to the initial case.
Yeah, basically she granted their motion to dismiss. So, yes. There you go. So, Eric?
Yeah, and the thing is, it's because of the wording that was used. I was talking about the jargon. The reason it was dismissed is because when they filed, they used the word negligence. Okay, and so that word has a certain meaning. Even if people filing the complaint didn't mean it the way the court understood it, the court, that's a key word for the court. So it sees it a certain way. And that's why you wouldn't want to appeal this because you used the wrong word. And so you want to refile.
Well, I hope it does, but you know, it was 2011 this occurred. I hate justice's terrible swift sword because it swings so utterly glacially slow. In this country, you have a right to a speedy trial. They talk about, like I said, justice's terrible swift sword. You know, there's all these lies about how fast the court system works. It's the slowest, worst organization. It's never going to get any better without any competition, and you can't have any competition. Eric, thanks for the call. Go ahead.
The key point I was going to make is rather than saying negligence, they need to say deliberate indifference. Okay.
There you go.
Then it would probably pass this judge and she would let it go on to the discovery phase. Negligence just means they weren't paying attention enough, whereas deliberate indifference would be saying, you know, based upon the history of these drone strikes killing people other than the targets, then these people going ahead and using these drones are really using deliberate indifference rather than something negative.
Well, hopefully Petraeus and Panetta don't die in the next 2.5 years when we finally get around to this the next time around. Thanks for the call, Eric. I mean, it's just so frustrating seeing this stuff. Let's go to Richard on the Skype line. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
What's happening there, Mark? I totally dig the Mark days, and I've listened to Free Talk Live since like 07, and just not tuning with the condescending Darwin voice. But I think it's great. Like, yeah, to Darwin, he's just like, I don't know. He must be Ian's boyfriend or something, but I don't know.
Just, Darren.
He's right. Daryl?
Darwin. Isn't it Darwin?
Daryl?
I think it's Darwin. No, well, I don't know. I guess I think Genie kind of set your nickname. But
there's also a Derek J, so maybe you got confused.
No, Derek J is pretty cool. He's got lots of cool things to say. He's never condescending or whatever. But I just think, you know, I love Free Talk Live. I've listened like 7 years now, and I just think it's great. It's great to get the kind of message of liberty out to people and stuff. But Darwin, dude, you really got to take a chill pill. Somebody ought to get him a Xanax. Yeah, Daryl. Darwin.
Daryl.
No, my name is Daryl.
No, it's Darwin.
Okay.
And it's just, anyway, good luck. Best luck. Mark, keep it up. Thanks. Living off grid. Have chickens and goats and all that.
Yeah, chickens and goats aren't going to keep us free, but it is, it's kind of a good thing for the kid. You know? There you go, man. This is what it's like having a career that's open, wide open for anybody to call in. Congratulations. Let's go to Adam calling in from Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Adam?
Hey, so there was the lady called to, tried to sue the government for damages for the drone strikes, right?
Yes. It's actually some family.
The family of the person that you killed, Mark, should they be able to sue you for damages?
I guess that they have wrongful death. Is this Dave from last night?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Dave from Wisconsin. All right, Adam from Wisconsin. I get confused here. You've used several different names and called in from different places.
Those are both my names.
Both of those are your names? Do you live?
Yeah.
Were you in Miami last night and now you're in Wisconsin and you were in Denver the first time you called?
Yeah, there's this new thing. It's called a plane.
Okay. That's what was happening, right? Like, you're telling me the truth. You were in all those places. You don't live in Keene, New Hampshire, and you don't have a problem with my politics. So that's why you're
in New Hampshire.
Okay.
I do not live in New Hampshire, period.
All right. So, and you were in Miami last night and you were in Denver a couple of nights ago.
About a week and a half ago, I was in Denver for a couple of days. It's called travel for business.
It could happen, right? It could happen. You could not be a big fat liar trying to hold me to some higher form of freedom, higher form of justice than you're willing to give.
So only the form that you say that you espouse to.
Well, I'm wanting you to tell the truth. Where are you and what's your name? You say it's Adam, you say it's David. Thanks for the call.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call and talk about whatever is on your mind. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Kurt
and Daryl.
855-453. We've been talking about BuzzBox Coffee here on Free Talk Live for a few months now, and it's really great coffee. It's high-end coffee. It's top 1% Arabica-grade coffee. It's organically grown, which I think in third-world countries is kind of important, you know, places that may not have banned DDT and leaded gas. Coffee, by the way, is a really absorbent crop, so that makes it a bit even more important. Shade-grown, if you get that acid reflux thing, you should try shade-grown coffee because in a lot of ways, it doesn't have the acidity that the Robusto does. BuzzBox is like many high-end coffees in that it tastes great, but it's unlike most of them in that the way they go about their sort of social activity with the people that they work with. Not only do they give loans to people to join their coffee co-op so that they can buy coffee exclusively from families that work hard to grow coffee in a sustainable fashion, shade-grown, without wrecking the environment, but the environment where they live, you know, is most important to them. But they also allow us, work with us to supply microloans through World Vision, which is an organization that gives microloans to people for all variety of reasons so that they can live better lives, work their way up. This is how your ancestors did it. If you're living in the United States, you're in already the top 10% of earners in the world. Congratulations. Your ancestors had the opportunity to not have as much stolen from them as other people's ancestors, and that's why they haven't managed to work quite so high up. And I want to give them the opportunity. Coffee.freetalklive.com will give you that opportunity too. You go there, you get a free pound of coffee. They know you want to try it out. They want to see what it's like. That's cool. Try it. Coffee.freetalklive.com. You're signing up for a subscription program at that time. You can cancel at any point. You get your pound of coffee, you say, "Look, I hate high-end delicious coffee." You can cancel it. It's cool. Cancel it. Coffee, but if you don't, they'll just keep on sending you coffee, and it's awesome coffee. You can decide how much you want to get sent, how often you want it sent, and it'll take care of that coffee issue in your life. You'll no longer have to shop for delicious coffee any longer. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Whit calling in from Arizona. Whit, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just want to point out that one is anti-Islamist, does not make one anti-Islam, and
okay.
one in support of or defending the dropping of the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki does not make one anti-Jack, a word I never used on your station, by the way, ever.
This isn't a station. This is a show. And I don't want to talk about what happened in the past, Whit. I want to talk about issues, and I'm happy to do that. Whit, I will drop you if you... Whit, listen to me. Listen to me, Whit. Whit, I will put you on hold, and you're going on hold, Whit. Okay? You going to listen to me? Whit, I'm not going to talk to you about what occurred in the past. There are tens of thousands of people listening to this program, and you keep on calling in and saying, you did this to me, you did that to me. This isn't a arbitration organization. You call in, be interesting, let's talk about a new topic. Do you want to talk about Islamists versus Islam, or do you want to talk about the dropping of bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, which we've talked about a lot? Or do you want to talk about something entirely different?
Mark, are you there?
Yes, sir. I am.
Very good, because I wanted to have the opportunity to respond to the verbal parting shots and verbal bombs that you dropped on me on last night and that Ian dropped on me Thursday night. And if first tell the truth, Ian, and then allow me to give the...
Ian's not here.
But right. I know. Wait a second. Ian's not listening to me, or Ian didn't just respond to me when I cut him
there? I think Ian's on an airplane at this point. And I'm glad to see you're listening, Whit.
I get you guys' voices mixed up, but...
Okay, in the studio is Mark,
and Daryl.
Whoever just went on the rant...
Just now? That's me.
That was Mark.
That's Mark. I'm just as irritated with you as Ian is, honestly.
Mark. Hey, Mark, okay. Allow me to respond to something you dropped a verbal bomb on me. I know that was you last night, about me suggesting that I wanted to bomb somebody into the Stone Age. See, I've never said such a thing, and I don't believe such a thing.
But there's an intimation. Do not act like there's no such thing as an intimation. You said last night that the reason that Germany and Japan were not, there wasn't any kind of uprising afterwards, was because they were so thoroughly defeated. How do you propose to go about thoroughly defeating Islamists?
Okay, so you've entirely intimated the wrong thing, because I just was pointing out that we actually did bomb Germany and Japan into submission, and they finally did quit murdering people on a massive scale. Like, they both did, evil empires that did murder people in the millions.
Okay,
as has the United States government.
Look, a million. You're just taking numbers. Folks in Panama, the folks in Nicaragua, the folks down in the Philippines that had to deal with the U.S. military at the turn, from the turn of the 19th to the 20th centuries, those people probably didn't like the United States much either. It's only an issue of degrees. Many people in the Native American communities consider the United States government to be conquerors. It's only what you call an evil empire is just an issue of degrees.
Okay, and then the degree that I have in economics and all the classes I took in poli sci and all the real world I live in, not a Game of Thrones, Mark, we propped up the governments of Germany and Japan in 1945, and they're both rich and prosperous and relatively free in my world, maybe not yours, countries, that you and I would both could have this conversation on the public radio and not have to worry about somebody capping me. But by the way, about the Middle East.
Is somebody going to cap you?
I never would advocate the bombing of any innocent people in the Middle East to the Saudis.
That's what, but you did advocate the bombing of innocent people in Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
Yeah, that was 70 years ago. That was 70 years ago.
It doesn't matter. When you say it's okay, it says it's okay.
Wait a second. It doesn't matter. Yes, it does. It happened. And again, Germany and Japan are relatively free, rich, and prosperous countries today because we propped up their government.
Except for the people who died.
We literally did prop up their government.
Not so free.
Who's we? See, this is the problem, though.
We take this as some kind of America. I'm not saying it was you. I'm not saying it was me because I wasn't alive either. I'm not saying it's a generalization. It's okay to generalize as long as you're not smearing people like Ian does all the time.
I'm going to smear you, too, Whit. The fact is...
Okay, let me respond. Go ahead, smear me.
No. Yeah, the fact is...
Let me respond. You're welcome. Speak freely and smear me, and let me respond. Be a man.
When you advocate for murder, you become an advocate for murder.
Murder? I'm not advocating murder.
When you drop a
bomb... That's the worst thing a person can do is commit murder.
When you drop a bomb on innocent people, you become a murderer. The people in Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
Not innocent.
Yes,
they were. I've already said that.
Right, and that's the thing. When you kill a 9-month-old child, and then you advocate for it, you become an advocate for murder.
I'm not advocating it. I'm defending it. And it was for the greater good.
You're a defender of murder.
Thank you, United States of America. Nagasaki is a beautiful city, thanks to United States of America.
What are you trying to get across? I live in the real world where we bomb people. Is
Nagasaki
that what you're trying to get across?
And you would enjoy it. And it's because of the United States of America. If they had won the war, or if they had had a atomic weaponry in 1945, they would have used it on a massive scale.
They but already lost the war when the bomb was dropped. God. Over and over again. How many times do I have to talk about Nagasaki and Hiroshima?
Every time Whit calls, apparently.
I'm just wondering. So frustrating. I don't care.
I'm surprised he doesn't have a degree in law for how he parses words.
Yeah, he's a defender, not an advocate. Isn't that the same thing?
Yes.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Kamano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity, no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
People are waking up. People are saying no to GMO, gluten, toxins, and sugars. The masses are moving to holistic, natural, and organic foods and supplements. Life Change Tea is a non-GMO, gluten-free product that helps your body overcome sickness and obesity. You need to order to experience the change. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. You need to order to experience your health change. GetTheTea.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
There I am, giving the telephone number. It's the final segment. I might be able to slide you in if you manage to get your call in quick enough. That's 855-450-FREE, the final segment of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Darwin with you.
And Darwin.
It's a bunch of Darwins here on Free Talk
Live. That means we get the Darwin Award, right?
I hope not.
I'll tell you what word you can get. You can get my everlasting thanks if you go to shop.freetalklive.com and do your online shopping. We've got an Amazon link there, I think a Newegg link, several other links. And if you do your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com, it's an extra click. I know, an extra click to get to where you're going. You can actually bookmark it and always head in through our affiliate link at Amazon, or excuse me, at shop.freetalklive.com. And we get a little bit of credit. Amazon gives us up to a 7% spiff for sending them the business. You get the same prices, the same service as usual on Free Talk Live. I'll tell you, that link really provides us with some revenue every month, and I thank you, everybody who uses it. Let's go to Fred calling in from California. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Is Daryl or Mark?
It's Mark.
I just wanted to call in, and in regards to you had Monty Williams on several minutes ago advocating the use of marijuana in terms of fighting pain.
I'm not sure what we're talking about here. Maybe that was an ad that you heard on your particular venue for listening. So anyway, go ahead with what you're thinking.
Yeah, well, I just want to add this to that. I've been in chronic pain since 87 and in bed with it since 2000.
So you're in bed. You're in bed with pain right now.
Oh yeah. And, okay. You know, I mean, I've had five back fusions. I've got hardware all up and down my back. And just to let you know, medical marijuana does help a little bit in my situation. One thing though that really helped me, and I want to share this to all those people out there, including Monty Williams, but that suffer from chronic pain, is juicing vegetables. And my last fusion was 2010. I was going downhill in 2012. And he turned to me and said, "Dad, why don't you try juicing?" And I did. And
why not, right?
Why not? And I said that after the first week, like, why not? If one glass is doing this much, I'll try two. It works tremendously. And essentially what it does, and this is what the medical field probably doesn't want you to know, But your body is naturally alkaline. It's 7.35. And when you eat sugar and junk food and processed food, it sends it into the acidic level. And it also lowers your oxygen content in your blood. And it creates an inflammatory condition, and it makes your pain worse. And it's also an environment where it's warm, acidic, and low in oxygen, and that causes cancer and a lot of other problems. So I just wanted to those people know that, you know, Mark, if you're in chronic pain right now, get juicing a try.
You know, I'm not in chronic pain, but I mean, it's hard to argue against juicing. You know, I mean, it's hard to say, hey, you know what would be terrible for you? If you took some beets, some celery, maybe some cucumbers. I hate cucumbers. But some, my wife's constantly using cilantro, parsley, spinach. She uses a variety of these. Now, she doesn't juice. She does, these things called a green drink with a,
Vasomatic?
With a vitamin, I have no idea what you're talking about, but with a Vitamix, and it spins them really fast, and so it has a lot more pulp to it. But I've gone to these places where they do the vegetable juicing. Yeah. It's delicious. But there's no doubt about it. It's expensive as could possibly be, but it is delicious. And who's going to do badly from consuming a whole lot more vegetables?
You can't do veg bad, but you get a lot of relief from it, and for those in chronic pain out there, explore it. The one thing I want to warn you about, I ended up in the emergency room after the second week because if one glass worked, two is better.
Yeah.
What it does, I was on 27 medications, okay? Everything from methadone, fentanyl, morphine, oxycodone, and you name it, and then the psychotropic drugs. And what happened was when you juice, it takes all these toxins out of your tissues.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I ended up passing out in the doctor's office, and I ended up in the emergency room, and they gave me Narcan, and so I was reading the paperwork when I was released 5 hours later, and it said, caution, we have just treated you for a drug overdose, and it was giving you all these, health centers and needle exchange programs and stuff. So if you are taking a lot of medications, please get in touch with somebody that knows about juicing and start into it slowly.
But interesting. I wouldn't have thought for a second juicing would have been an issue with this, but I mean, thanks so much for the call and letting folks know about that, Fred, because I think a lot of people want to know about that. I love the juice thing. Let's go to Corey in Georgia. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about, redemption and repentance and what the best... sometimes the best apologies for actions in the past are, after my wife and I had a lot of problems in the past. And one time after we got back together, we saw this billboard and I can't remember why we saw it, but it said, better actions in the future are the best apologies for actions in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so today, I live my life, making up for the things that I've done in the past, and I'm very aware of the things that I've done in the past. I stay very aware of them. And there's been a self-righteous caller calling in the last couple of days who's kind of irked me, who I don't think he understands that I think we're all on our own path, working on our own things, you know?
Yeah, this guy's been calling in and calling me out for, the crime that I was sent to prison for. He seems to have little concern for what really happened and more concern for just sort of calling me out is what it looks like. He's also admitted that he disagrees with me in a political fashion. So oftentimes that's the case. People look for that weak link and go after me. And I try to live a good life. I don't know what you want from me. What do you want?
Exactly.
I've apologized on the air many, many times. It gets hard and hollow to apologize for something that happened 30 years ago that kind of happened without me ever knowing what was going to happen. Like, it just happened to me.
And you paid your so-called debt to society.
But he wants me to pay more. More paying. I mean, if I lay here and I stab myself in the gut like the Japanese generals and I bleed out, is that going to help anybody? Is that going to make the world a better place? Is my wife going to be better off? Is my 6-year-old son going to be better off?
Is that all you got?
No.
He might just say, "Is that all you got?" You know.
He's never going to be happy because he disagrees with me politically.
You need more guts to spill.
He hates my ideas, not who I am. But he makes an ad hominem attack against me, and I don't know what to do about that.
The best thing that me and you can do are take responsibility in our lives every day, living out goodness towards others. You know, I think that's what libertarianism is all about. It's not about just being personally free, but it's about being responsible for your community and your society and realizing that. You know, I say that I'm a cultural communist, but I'm a capitalist. I mean, an anarcho-capitalist is the best way to put it, but, you know, I would love to live in a society.
I think it's a terrible term, personally.
Yeah, well, I know, but it's a, you know, I want to live in a society where everyone values human life so much, where everyone does, that they will do what they need to for each other, you know, and I want to foster that. I want to help that grow and those kind of sentiments grow between people. You know, but I still believe in the tenets of capitalism. I believe that people value things and they trade based on that, and they make calculated decisions.
Well, what you mean by capitalism is different than what other people mean by capitalism. Exactly. I like the idea of a free market where people can try different ideas. If you want to do the most communist of co-ops and create a place where everybody lives and beats on 7 grains to create the most wholesome bread that they then sell at no profit at all, just enough to value their labor, whatever it is that they tell themselves in this place, you know, I think that they should have the right to do that. But
will still be private property in that commune. There will still be things that people are so attached to, I believe, that...
They don't call that capitalism, though. They don't think that inside of capitalism can exist other things. That's what I'm saying.
Some people believe that, and that's being too rigid with concepts, I think. I think that a lot of our issues in America come from being too rigid with concepts. You know, people get the communism and the capitalism, and they think they're mutually exclusive. And in some ways, they might be technically.
Corey, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much for making it.
Thank you.
So that's it, another edition of Free Talk Live. Kurt, I want to thank you so much for sitting in.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Daryl, thank you for filling in here where Stephanie and Brian are.
Anytime.
And you can check us out at freetalklive.com. In the meantime, participate on our boards, add stories, videos.
Year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.